All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 18th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a two-game MLB playoff slate set to get underway in about an hour here. So good luck to all of you playing that contest. We have our three-game NHL main slate later this evening. And then we have a four-game college football slate as well this evening. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. However, we will not have a show tomorrow. I'll be out of town. Won't be able to do the show, so no Saturday show tomorrow. But we do also have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern today, last show of the week. If you want to get signed up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel. Let me know what sport and slate you want me to review, and I will add you to the list. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim up here, and let's jump into some questions. So looks like the first question, we have a couple of build review requests, so plenty of people to review today, which is totally cool. Looks like the first question came in from Adam. And we will start here. Adam said, do you guys prefer direct fill or autofill? So there's pros and cons to both, right? It really depends what you're trying to accomplish and how hands-on you want to be. I would say the biggest difference between the two, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier, is that in direct fill, you're going to get to see your exposures before filling your entries, right? You see the exposures and then they go into the contest. With autofill, you do not see the exposures before. You save the lineups to the contest, and then you see the exposures afterward. So it depends how hands-on you want to be. You know, I am caring less and less about, like, players and what the lineups look like and looking at my lineups through, like, a little bit more of, like, a macro perspective. Caring more about, like, aggregate metrics and just making sure that, like, I'm playing, you know, lineups that are projected well, lineups that have good ROI. If duplication is important, taking into account that. But like lineup filters, you know, I'm more interested in lineup filters than player filters, right? That's zoomed out. I'm more interested in aggregate metrics, looking at my lineups as a portfolio, than in individual lineups. So if and not to say that that's the only way to do it, right? If you want to be opinionated, if you want to, you know, be editing lineups and be editing exposures, I think if that's more your style, you should use direct fill. I think if you want to be a little bit more hands-off, let SaberSim take more control of the car, then, you know, use autofill. So they both have pros and cons. Direct fill, you know, the other considerations, right, are like how many slates you're playing. You know, if you're only playing the main slate on an NFL Sunday, you should be fine probably using direct fill, right? But if you're playing lots and lots of slates on lots and lots of sites, you know, and you're using direct fill, you might have to start your process on like Saturday. You know what I mean? You might have to get up, start really early on Sunday to get everything done in time, right? So direct fill is just going to take longer. You know, it's a little bit more hands-on than autofill is. And that's an important consideration, right? The last thing you want to do is, I was talking to somebody else about this. It's like, hey, like, you know, when's a good time to start? Cause I've been like running out of time with my build. It's like, you should start sooner. Whatever time you're starting, make sure you have enough time to go through all the steps of your process you want to. Cause the worst thing that you can do is, you know, not get your lineups in time or like not complete your process. You know, if an additional sim runs and players move, you know, minor adjustments, you know, you're not losing that much and you're getting to get to all the steps that you wanted to get to. So, you know, just be aware of like how long it takes you to do your lineups and make sure you give yourself ample time to do so. All right. with that said, that was our only question to get started today. So good opportunity to do a build demo here. You know, we do have this MLB slate starting in an hour. We already have starting lineups out for the first game of the slate. We probably won't have starting lineups out for Yankees and Guardians. So if you're building for this slate, I wouldn't be waiting is the most important thing here. Like, don't try and wait for the Yankees and Guardian lineups to get released to start building your lineups. You know, build it with the information you have. Again, going back to the time thing, you know, you want to make sure that you get the lineups in, get through all the steps you want to get through. So honestly, like this, and you know, I'm building for FanDuel here, right? So FanDuel is different because they only have one pitcher. DK has two pitchers, right? So that's an important consideration. Now, I wouldn't be doing the research we do for like MLB Showdown, you know, where you're trying to look at like relief pitchers and stuff like that. Especially playing on FanDuel, you're probably going to want to go with a starter. So I would be, you know, leaving this as is. I think these four starters are fine. They're all projected to pitch enough. It seems like, you know, 67 pitches for the lowest projected pitcher as far as pitches go. So don't really need to do much on that front. Another consideration with FanDuel is that you don't have to make two adjustments to projections. Like, we could just run this. I do like minimum salary being lower here. I might even consider dropping it more. I've noticed anecdotally, like throughout the MLB season, that pricing on FanDuel MLB is like generally kind of soft, and you can get away with playing a little bit lower salary lineups. So like, I wouldn't even mind dropping this down to like 26,000. Not to say we're going to get lineups like that, but just to say like, hey, you know, this is definitely a possibility that we could play lower salary lineups and have a winning lineup. So that would be one consideration. I am going to leave don't use batters against opposing pitchers off. And I don't think it's wrong to turn it on, you know, if you want it on. But I think it's fine to leave it off on a two-game slate. Could also help with uniqueness, you know, getting different. You know, you have Jack Flaherty throws, you know, six innings, seven strikeouts, gives up one run, and that is a home run to Francisco Lindor, right? Like, there is a very real possibility both of those players could be in the winning lineup, right? Maybe one thing I would do, if, you know, I were to end this build and do it again, is maybe do a rule that says if at least one pitcher, then use no more than one from the opposite team. I actually do kind of like this rule, you know, just thinking about it, because it's like, I don't completely want 2X batters against opposing pitchers, but I do want to like be a little bit careful with it, right? So this way I'm basically saying, hey, I am only okay with using one batter from an opposing pitcher. Basically just saying like, I am only trying to optimize my lineups to the point where a batter on the other team hits a home run, like a solo home run. And the chances are, if they're hitting more than that, if more than one player is doing good, then your pitcher is probably doing bad. So I would be definitely open, if I were to rebuild these lineups, I would probably rebuild it with this rule. That's just something thinking about off the top of my own head here. All right. So let's go to the contest tab. So we created a manual contest sim. Going to run that right now. And let's kick this off. Sort by exposure. And we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish. And we're going to do a demo as if we're building, you know what? We have a full pool of 5,000, why don't we build this as if we're building a full 150? So while we wait, you know, it is a two-game MLB slate. I haven't played enough of these to know how important duplication is. So if duplication, if you're somebody who's been playing these, you've noticed that like top lineups are duping, things like that, I would consider using at least a some ownership filter, you know, come in here, set something up that says, you know, show me lineups with ownership less than X. I don't know. What's a good number? Maybe like 350 to start. Okay, too high. Let's try maybe 250. Okay, 250 seems decent. And maybe just get rid of like 10% of lineups, right? So something like this, getting rid of like 500 lineups in the trash. This seems good. So a little ownership action. If duplication is really important, then I would add Geomine. If it's not and you just want to do some ownership, I think that's fine. We can do a contest sim ROI greater than zero filter. Okay, cool. And I just like to name these. So summon, check. ROI. Okay. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to do a projection one or not. Let's just stick with these two. You know, let's see how these two go. And then my aggregate metrics. Average projection. Average ROI. A couple things I want to see here. So one thing I could do, right, is I could turn these filters off and then see, like, what is my baseline average projection? It's like 101.01, and then I turn these two on, and it stays the same because I'm sorting by ROI already. So I think this is fine, these two filters. I have 3,000 lineups left here, and now I would start making some adjustments, right? So changing min uniques from 1 to 2. Average projection came down like 0.4. ROI didn't move. At min uniques of 3, ROI is down like 10%. Average projection is down like 1.3 points. Me personally, I would probably stay at 2. I like 2. Our highest exposure is to a pitcher, followed by some batters at 51%, 40. You know, what do we lose by going to 3? Flaherty comes down, and Gleyber Torres comes down slightly. I'm okay. It's like okay, what happens when I go from 2 to 3? Well, we lost more pitcher exposure than we did our top exposed batter. I would have rather seen the opposite. So in that case, I'm okay going back to 2 and be like, okay, I'm fine taking a stand on Flaherty here and, you know, saying like he is the best choice at pitcher for today. So I would stop here, right? And to me, I'm comfortable with everything else I'm seeing. You know, I'm not super concerned about it. And this would be basically like a direct fill demo where I'm being more opinionated, keeping an eye on my exposures, making sure everything's good, and looking at the exposures I'm going to get before filling, right? So I would, at this point, I would save the lineups and I would be ready to rock and roll. So this is how I would be building my lineups for this two-game slate over on FanDuel. All right. Well, with that said, we just had the one question come in from Discord. No questions in the YouTube chat. We've knocked out a build demo here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 45 minutes for our build review show. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.